You are Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor of 50 Penn Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK, welcome to the launch of the Locked On Sooners podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day, and I cannot tell you how excited I am to get the opportunity to talk OU sports with you 5 days a week here via the Locked On Sooners podcast. And I say 5 days a week, but I make this promise that during football season, I will do my best every Sunday to get into the studio or go into the studio at home and crank out some content for you to listen to and even get to your reactions on the game and give you that instant feel, because I know how crazed OU football fans are and how much information and opinions they want to digest throughout the week. So I'm going to give you all that as much as I possibly can. And as I said, it's OU sports. So we're not just going to talk OU football here on Locked On Sooners. We'll talk basketball. We'll talk baseball and softball. We'll talk soccer. Whatever OU plays, we'll figure out a way to fit it in here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. If this is your first time ever hearing a Locked On podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, let me give you a little bit of background on us. We were started by David Locke, who is the voice of the Utah Jazz, and it's local experts on the biggest stories. That is our tagline here at the Locked On Podcast Network. So, for instance, if there's something going down with the Chicago Cubs and you decide you want to listen to a Locked On Cubs podcast, the people who are talking about them are going to be from Chicago and they're going to cover the team. Same with Locked On Yankees. They'll be from New York. Locked On Lakers will be from Los Angeles. 49ers will be from San Francisco, etc. And now we are getting into college, and throughout the week I will tell you what other college podcasts we have on the Locked On Podcast Network, and you can go to LockedOnSports.com and get all those podcasts. To tell you what's coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about OU's second scrimmage, which went down on Saturday. We'll talk about the quarterback battle. We'll hear from Lincoln Riley. We'll hear from Mike Stoops. Lincoln Riley will tell us what he thinks is the most exciting battle in camp, and hint, it's not the quarterbacks. In segment two, I'll tell you why Kyler Murray isn't the most important Murray on the OU team and maybe not even the most important Murray on campus. And then third, Greg McElroy is not the only national expert that thinks OU is overrated. My name's Eric G. If this is the first time you're hearing my voice, I'm a contributor to 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK here at iHeartMedia in Oklahoma City. And coming up for the first Saturday of the college football season, so that would be September 1st, I will be co-hosting a brand new show called the College Football Game Day Preview with Randy Renner, who's been covering sports for eons here in Oklahoma City. That'll be a fun show. It'll be heard statewide and on 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK and even your iHeartRadio app. You can get it there and listen to it anytime you want on your way down to Norman for OU's matchup with Florida Atlantic. So let's jump into it now. I've wasted too much of your time if you haven't fast-forwarded past all this. OU did have a second scrimmage on Saturday, and one thing I absolutely hate doing is talking about these scrimmages when I haven't had a chance to see them. I can read. You and I can both read the same thing. I can talk to someone that was there. But because I have not set eyes on guys, I don't think it's fair to judge them. I don't think it's fair to necessarily take the coaches at their word. So in a sense, we're kind of working blind. And as of the recording of this podcast, which is at 3:04 Central Daylight Time here in Oklahoma City, OU is not named a quarterback yet. However, just reading some stuff, and I'll go ahead and give credit to 24/7 Sports and Brandon Drum, what he said about it, and he was getting this all from guys who had watched the scrimmage because no media is allowed in, that Kyler Murray continued to look good, said he had a completion percentage of 75%. Did some running around, not so much because the offensive line was bad, but because that's what Kyler Murray does. And Austin Kendall goes, apparently he had a nice day, had some nice throws. So that's what we've get. That's what we've got right now to go on. It's just what the coaches tell us and what people have seen out there at practice. I will tell you that I am willing to bet right now, if I had a $100 bill, I would bet that it would be Kyler Murray. Hell, I would bet my house that Kyler Murray is going to be the starter, because logic just dictates that. You don't get a $4 million contract from the Oakland A's and then go risk that by playing college football. You don't risk a professional baseball career by putting yourself in a sport where you could suffer some damage and not be the same without having some assurances from the coaches that you're going to have every opportunity in the world to start, and it might even be your position to lose. Now, Lincoln Riley will never tell us that. He's playing it pretty close to the vest. But sometime in the near future, he's going to have to tell either Kyler Murray or Austin Kendall that they are not the starting quarterback. And here's what Lincoln Riley had to say a few days ago about telling the guy who didn't get the job about this decision.
Oh, it's just honesty. You know, it's just honesty. I mean, it is what it is. Both these, all guys that enter in a competition know that there's a chance you're going to win it and a chance that you're not. And for all of them, there's great stories about the guys that didn't. You know, my third year at East Carolina, we went with another kid over Shane Carden. I'd had that talk with him, and he almost left. And he was distraught, and he was a competitive kid, and it was a close competition like this one is. The guy that we picked didn't play well early this season. The second game of the year up at South Carolina, we replaced him, put Carden in, and then he started every game for 3 years after that and had an illustrious career. So, I mean, you just got to hang in there regardless of what it is. But these guys are grown young men. You know, they understand it, and they know I'm going to be upfront and honest about however it shakes out.
You know, what I should have asked after that was, in this being the day and age where quarterbacks, especially when they're not getting the playing time, decide to transfer, is there a thought of just over-signing and knowing that when you bring a guy on campus, there is, at best or worst, a 50-50 shot that he's not going to stick it out when he doesn't get the starting job? Or there might be a guy on campus that a freshman is going to replace and he's going to leave. And you know that that has to be in the back of Lincoln Riley's mind as he's having this conversation with Austin Kendall or Kyler Murray. And I don't think either one of these guys are going to transfer. But if you're telling it to Kyler Murray, his thought, and I kind of wonder about this, hey, I didn't get the starting job, sure, I'll stick around. But is he thinking, was it a waste of time when he could have gone, gotten into the Oakland A's system, and then got some much-needed work in as he goes on about his baseball career? The other thing that you could do if you were OU is you could play two quarterbacks, and we've seen this happen before, and I believe that OU's offense is built so quarterbacks can be interchangeable. Believe that all these spread offenses are built for quarterbacks to be interchangeable. We saw it up the road in Stillwater that you can put in packages for one guy or the other. However, to Lincoln Riley's credit, it doesn't seem like he's leaning that way at all when asked about the possibility of playing a couple of quarterbacks for the first few games of the season.
Yeah, if one got hurt. maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't say absolutely not and absolutely yes. I mean, I think you just got to be ready to adjust. I do feel like we have two guys that can go help us win games at both positions. So is it possible? Sure, it's possible. But is it likely, or are we more likely to settle in on one guy at each one? I would say that's probably more likely.
At the end, Lincoln Riley was talking about the battle at center between Jonathan Alvarez and Creed Humphrey. And real quick on that, again, without seeing these guys play against each other and only hearing what we're being told from coaches and other guys who have seen this, I find it hard to believe that Creed Humphrey won't be the starter. And that's simply because he's the younger guy, and that's just the way the college coaches think, is that if you've got a guy like Jonathan Alvarez, who is a senior, he's great to have on the team, but you got to go with the younger guy because he's going to be around a lot longer and your job depends on it more, and you've got to get that guy as much playing experience as possible. And that sucks for a guy like Jonathan Alvarez because he has been extremely loyal to this team. He's played through injuries. He's moved around on the offensive line. And honestly, he's probably the easiest guy at OU to root for when you know his backstory and everything that he's been through. But as far as that center battle goes, Lincoln Riley says it's been the most fun to watch so far at camp.
That's the best competition out there. And they're two really good players. You know, it's going to be tough. That one is going to be really tough because they're both talented enough. You know, they're both skilled enough. You got two players where Creed Humphrey is probably the most talented of the group, and obviously Alvarez is the most experienced, having played all the games that he has and all the snaps he's had around here. So it's a pretty interesting dynamic. But you can tell each one has really kind of worked hard on their weaknesses, you know, I think, or maybe their weaknesses within this competition. Alvarez has really transformed his body physically. He's, you know, the best shape he has ever been in. And then Creed has really done a ton of work mentally, you know, and has really made up a lot of ground there. So it's the good thing right now is, you don't see a big difference. We tend to move it pretty decent with both of them in there. They're doing a good job snapping, doing a good job calling it. It's a heck of a battle.
Yeah, and if you have to wonder about what's going to win out, experience or talent, always bet on talent over experience. Again, OU second scrimmage. This is Mike Stoops talking about the first scrimmage and how OU is going to start narrowing it down, who they look at this coming Monday as they start preparing for Florida Atlantic.
No, you're just looking at the big picture. The hard part is that we're playing so many guys right now just because of camp. We're going 2 and 3 deep. It's a lot like spring. So it'll settle down here after this week, yeah. Saturday, and we'll get into, you know, isolating the reps with the guys that are going to be looking at it. You know, we're looking at 50 guys now. We'll be looking at 15 to 20 come next Monday when we start back zeroing in on, you know, game plans.
As we get closer to the game of Florida Atlantic, we'll give you more of a preview of what the Owls are about so you can know what to expect when that game gets underway on Saturday. I also kind of think that if you're listening to this podcast, you probably scour the internet and know a lot of that information already. So my goal is, with you knowing what you know, and OU fans tend to be some really intelligent football fans, I like to give you some entertainment. I like to go different directions with topics. And if you want to know of what more my style is or what more I'm about, follow me at Locked On Sooners and listen to the teaser trailer as I tell you how I think Lane Kiffin would make a great coach for OU in the event that Lincoln Riley decides to go to the NFL. And I do sincerely mean that. I really like Lane Kiffin. I think this guy's turned it around from his time with the Raiders, Tennessee, and USC. And he's learned a lot from Nick Saban, both good and bad, and knowing how to apply that. It's also a great recruiter. I don't want to give it all away, so just listen to the teaser trailer. Coming up next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, why Kyler Murray won't be the most important Murray on the field for OU this season.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast.
If you want to find out everything that's going on with the Locked On Podcast Network, just go to LockedOnSports.com. We have all our podcasts archived and housed there, but that's not the only place we have our podcasts. They're available on Apple iTunes, they're available on Spotify, and they're available on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play Locked On Sooners, and Alexa will take it from there. And if you would be so kind, if you go to Spotify or iTunes, I think it's just iTunes, rate Locked On Sooners. And if you're an avid listener to Locked On Thunder, rate them 5 stars. I'd be appreciative of it, and it may earn you a beer. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not, but podcasting's different enough from radio. I'm going to throw it out there. Rate us 5 stars on Apple iTunes. And the next time we run into each other down on campus for a game, then the first beer is on me. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. Kyler Murray will not be the most important Murray on the field for OU this year. It's going to be Kenneth Murray, linebacker, who had a tremendous freshman season last year, played in all 14 games, recorded 78 tackles. But more importantly, this guy's got to be a leader. And the OU defense is coming off a performance. Their last performance, they gave up 54 points to Georgia in the Rose Bowl. You've got a lot of new guys coming in. You've got people switching positions. They are, as always, every year the OU defense is an absolute question mark. And I'll just be straight up with you. I don't have confidence in Mike Stoops right now. I like Mike Stoops a lot. I just don't have confidence in the way that the defense is being developed, and I certainly don't have confidence in some of the formations and just as unprepared as they have looked in certain games throughout the last couple of years. That being said, one of the major keys to this OU defense getting right is communication. Not only do the defensive backs have to talk to each other, corners and safeties, but a guy like Kenneth Murray has to talk as well. And this is what Kenneth Murray had to say a few days ago about communication and just how key it is to OU success this season.
It's real important, especially right now, because we're building. And so, you know, obviously the biggest thing with defense is communication. And so if you don't have a main communicator in the middle, if you don't have somebody driving the defense, that's really the main thing. You have to have somebody that's going to drive the defense, you know. You know, we have a coach that gives us a call. Then you have to have somebody out on the field that's going to give the call and make sure everybody gets lined up right. So I think that's really important. And in order for you to do that, you got to study. So just studying all that stuff just makes you a better player and makes you, you know, play faster.
Last one. Got it, right? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
And I'll say this. I don't think OU's big issue over the last few years has been talent, especially in the defensive backfield. I think they've had tremendous talent at both safety and corner. I just believe that the alignments have been off, especially up front. And if I'm Lane Kiffin, watching the film of OU play against Georgia, watching the film, think back to just some of their performances that weren't all that great last year. Think about those off the top of your head. If I'm Lane Kiffin, I do feel like I can move the ball on these guys. And OU is in that. They're from Missouri right now. You got to show me, or I'm being from Missouri. You got to show me that you can do it. Show me you can be consistent week in, week out in order for me to have faith. All that being said, I'm not a fire Mike Stoops guy. I think it's very easy to play that card when you're not happy with the way things are going. And I certainly don't fault you if that's the opinion you have. You do not want Mike Stoops to be the defensive coordinator. I don't have a problem with that at all. I'm just not a guy that generally calls for coaches' heads. But I am hoping to see this defense get turned around. I'm hoping that Kenneth Murray has another fantastic year. And here's what Mike Stoops has been seeing out of Kenneth Murray over the past few practices and even the spring.
Just consistency. He sees things better, and he sees his mistakes instantly. He sees the plays better, and when he's out of position, he knows exactly why he's out of position. So he's just more reactive just from playing and understanding, you know, defense better and offenses.
Yeah, and has it been good to see him step up as a vocal leader, be a guy that's correcting people doing certain things?
He's a great person. He's a great teammate, and that's he tries to do everything right, and that's, you know, that's how he leads. You know, he's not perfect. Nobody is out here. We all make mistakes, but he's very conscientious. He tries to be a good teammate to everybody on this team. And again, that's how he leads. He leads by example, and then he could be a vocal leader when he needs to. But he tries to do everything right, and do everything we ask of him. That's all you can ask of him.
These first few podcasts are sort of a primer, kind of introducing you to guys and kind of feeling our way into the type of show that we want to do. And even though we concentrated on Kenneth Murray, we'll start talking about some of the guys that switch positions, like Caleb Kelly. We'll start talking about some of the new guys that are coming in and guys who are coming off injuries. We've got so much to touch on here in the next couple of weeks as OU gets ready to take on Florida Atlantic. Coming up next, I'll tell you who the other national expert is that is not Greg McElroy, that does believe that OU's overrated, and does he have a point? We'll get to that here on Locked On Sooners.
This is Locked On Sooners, your team every day.
This fine podcast, as well as many others on the Locked On Podcast Network, can be found at LockedOnSports.com. You can also find it on Alexa, the Apple iTunes Store, and Spotify. It is the Locked On Podcast Network, local experts on the biggest stories. So Stuart Mandel is another national writer, and he writes for The Athletic, which if you've not subscribed to The Athletic, let me highly recommend that. I believe that they do sponsor some of the Locked On NFL stuff, but it's tremendous. I'm always hesitant of stuff that makes you pay for content because we don't do it here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Everything we do is free of charge to you. But The Athletic is definitely worth your money. And Jason Kersey, who's covered OU for a long time, is back covering OU. And his stuff is fantastic. But you also get writers like Stuart Mandel. And Stuart Mandel is breaking down, in one of his articles, he's breaking down the Amway coaches poll. And he says that OU at number 5 is overrated. And he's citing the low-hanging fruit that everybody's citing, which is, you've lost Baker Mayfield. You're breaking in a new quarterback. Okay, I can get that. But Kyler Murray, by all accounts, if he's the starter, is going to be really talented. Austin Kendall is really talented. OU does a very good job of recruiting quarterbacks, and I trust Lincoln Riley to develop quarterbacks. So that is the least of my concern. Now, if you'd have pointed out the defense and a lot of the stuff that we talked about in the last segment, then I could have got down with this opinion that OU's overrated. He does say that TCU is underrated. He has TCU picked to win the Big 12. I'll reserve my predictions for the Thursday before the kickoff on that show because I still want to go through and dissect the Big 12 and see if there are any dark horses out there that maybe there's a thing or two I'm overlooking. But I don't think OU's overrated at all. At number 5, are they a question mark? Yeah. Is the Big 12 as a whole a question mark? You got it. But the one thing that we know about the Oklahoma program is despite the fact that the defense has a tendency to not come through in big games and play bad in spots, as an overall, as a whole, this is one of the most consistent programs in college football. And every year, OU's going to be not only in the conversation, but in the mix for a Big 12 championship, and that then puts them in the mix for a college football playoff experience. So when you are making your poll, and I have some experience with this. I voted in the AP poll for 2 years. When you sit down to make that poll, the first thing that kind of comes to your mind, or at least it did for me when I was deciding to do the preseason poll, is consistency. Who's there year in, year out? So OU was always an easy pick to put in the top 10. Then you start looking at recruiting classes, returning starters, everything else that makes sense, and not necessarily in that order. But I don't think OU's overrated. And by the end of this year, I would be shocked, absolutely shocked, if they're not playing in the Big 12 championship game with a shot to go to the college football playoffs. So that tips my hat before that Thursday, before kickoff show on the predictions. But who are they going to be playing? Well, I'm not going to tell you that. You're just going to have to listen then, and you're going to have to keep listening to the Locked On Sooners podcast. The clock at the Friendly Mercantile now says that it's time to go. Mike Reiner, because of that, I owe you $50. I owe Mike Reiner so much in royalties. Mike, thank you very much for letting me rip off your act now for the last 20 years of my career. But yes, it is time to go here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. And we will be back tomorrow talking about the new guys that OU's breaking in. What freshmen have a true chance to contribute? Plus, we'll hear from Lincoln Riley and players about how things went on this past Saturday with their scrimmage. Thank you so much for joining us. Please make us a regular part of your listening day. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I am Eric G. saying goodbye. May God bless you and your family, and Boomer Sooner.
You are Locked On Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell Alexa or Google to play podcast Locked On. Don't worry, I won't finish. You get the idea.